A reading from the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 34 through 48. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him up on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us, who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to all the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor David Miller, Lutheran Church of the Ascension, Atlanta, Georgia.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire and lighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters, and if you are not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, we pray, in the name of our gracious Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. No, I don't think so. Too nerdy. That's not going to work either. Too goth. Nah, not there neither. Too meathead. Walking around the cafeteria, tray in hand, I was on the lookout for the perfect spot. Now, any middle schooler knows the proper etiquette. You sit with your own kind. And whatever you do, no matter what, come hell or high water, you never, ever, not in a million years, sit anywhere else. I mean, who wants to be pegged as too nerdy or too goth or too meathead? So I kept walking. Kept looking. "Hey, is that Tim?" I asked myself. Heading over, I took my seat right by him, just where I belonged. Peter would have made a great middle schooler. For him, there were certain folks you associate with, and, well, others you don't. Some were just too unclean, too impure, too Gentile. But he was different. Clean, pure, Jew. And for him, the only lunch table that would do was that of the circumcised, eating kosher food and conversing about holy things. So, does this surprise us? It should. His Lord didn't seem to draw such a line. Peter was there when Jesus said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself." And it was to Peter that Jesus gave the Great Commission, commanding, "Go make disciples of all nations." And even right in front of Peter, Jesus dealt kindly with a centurion, healing the man's servant. So why would Peter still need preparing for his next assignment, his own centurion, Cornelius the Gentile? Well, we still suffer from a middle school mentality too, don't we? We know better, oh yeah, yet we still fall back. Homosexuals? No. They're too unclean. Pro-choicers? No, they're too impure. Muslims? No, they're just not the right kind. Most days we wouldn't dare sit at those lunch tables. One time, Mother Teresa was asked what started her in mercy work, why she always seemed to sit at the wrong tables. She replied that it was when I discovered there was a Hitler in my own heart. As we walk by these tables now, we start to catch a reflection in the jello on our trays. There's them, and there's us in the same mirror image. And honestly, there's not much difference. As it turns out, there's not a single one of us who hasn't been just as far off, as too weird, as all wrong for God. We should all be on the outs. But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. All our sins, every single last one of them, are washed away by his blood. We may be equally sinners, but we're also equally died for, even if they don't know it yet, or we too often forget. So what God has made clean, do not call common. Sitting with Tim back in the old lunchroom, I remember the strangest thing happened. One of the kids I recognized from the cool table broke the rules. He got up and sat down with us. He came over and treated us like equals. It felt very strange at first, but then it also felt really great. And ever since that day, something changed in me. I started to see everyone else differently. No one was better. No one was worse. We were all just kind of in the same boat, which inspired me to even break the lunchroom protocol myself. And later on, I came to find out I also had the same effect on others. When we see each other the way God sees us, through the cleansing, purifying, unifying blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, just imagine what will happen. Just imagine. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Miller for this meditation on God's Word.